Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Smithfield Foods today says that its second quarter earnings more than quadrupled as demand in its hog production segment remained strong. The meat producer said its most recent results benefited from its restructured and streamlined fresh pork and packaged meat operations. The company's former pork unit now consists of two reportable segments, fresh pork and packaged meats. Smithfield reported earnings of $142.9 million compared with $32.4 million a year earlier. The new packaged meats segment had revenues of $1.73 billion from $1.45 billion a year earlier, and fresh pork sales increased to $1.61 billion from $1.32 billion in the year prior period. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 168,000 metric tons of soybeans. They're going to China during the 14-15 marketing year. Conagra Foods Incorporated Chief Executive Gary Rodkin will retire in May. Conagra board member and former Hershey Company CEO Richard Lenny will lead a committee tasked with finding a replacement to Rodkin, who will participate in the process before he leaves at the end of the company's fiscal year. Conagra grew into the largest private label food maker in the world early last year when it purchased Ralcorp Holdings Incorporated for $4.95 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,544. It's up 65 points. The NASDAQ 3,900 up 26. The S&P 500, 1933, and it is up 10 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Good morning. The majority of the U.S. Midwest is still facing a generally favorable environment for farming activity and crop development. As we move forward through this next several day period, there was a lack of rain in some Iowa locations, southeastern Minnesota, a few locations of Wisconsin over the weekend. There was also some areas down in eastern Missouri, central Illinois, northwestern Illinois, as well as portions of Michigan and areas into Ohio and Pennsylvania that didn't see a lot of rain. In these latter three areas, Michigan, parts of northern Indiana, and Ohio will see rain today. That leaves most of the hole for dryness occurring in the central parts of the Midwest, but that area will see some showers and thunderstorms a little later this week, and of course parts of Iowa and Missouri both, as well as southwestern Illinois, reported rain last week, and so most of those areas in relatively good shape. Wisconsin had good soil moisture at the end of last week, and so the dryness there is probably not much of an issue. So that leaves a small pocket in northeastern Iowa and southeastern Minnesota, some immediate neighboring areas there in Wisconsin that are probably stressed enough that there's probably some concern over crop conditions. But that is a relatively small-sized area, and as we go through this week, there will be opportunity for rain to return to some of that region as we get towards the weekend. And we'll watch real closely how we evolve on that precipitation event. The majority of the precipitation that's going to occur this week will be focused really today, and much of that will be in parts of Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, and northeastern parts of Indiana. We'll see 15/100ths of an inch to 3/4 of an inch of rain in a lot of that region. There will be some 1 to 2 inch totals, though, in a few locations, especially from Detroit down into the eastern portions of Ohio and western Pennsylvania. The forecast after that, though, is for relatively dry conditions in the eastern Midwest. In fact, expect most of the Midwest in general will not be seeing a lot of precipitation during the middle part of this week. Some random showers and thunderstorms will begin to pop up again in some of the western Corn Belt as we get to Thursday and Friday. The precipitation will be poorly distributed until we get into the heart of the weekend and early next week. Some of the computer forecast models suggest the period from late Sunday through Wednesday of next week will be the next wettest period with more generalized rainfall possible at that time. And until we get to that point, though, a lot of net drying will occur across the Midwest. We expect temperatures to be mostly seasonable during this period of time. A slight cooler bias is expected to occur in quite a few areas here yet this work week. We'll expect the afternoon highs often in the 70s and 80s, mostly lower 80s, and we'll look for low temperatures at night, still 50s and 60s, quite common across the region. Now, as we get into the late week and into the early part of the weekend, there will be a little bit of a warm-up across parts of the Midwest. We'll see temperatures more in the 80s across the region, and perhaps a few lower 90s will occur in the southwest. As we get into that storminess that occurs early next week, another period of cooling will take place, and so that will put a stop to some of the temperature changes that we will see in the sense of warming. The precipitation that occurs early next week could be moderate in a few locations. What's most important is the rain next week will be focused on northern portions of the Midwest. That's the area that is driest right now and does need a general soaking of rain, so this could be beneficial for crops across the region. I'm still not seeing a great deal of serious crop stress coming up across the Midwest, but there will definitely be some pockets that are dry as we move forward through this next two-week period, and that will continue to keep at least a little bit of concern in the marketplace about the future of some of these summer crops, but overall, looks very good out there for the most part. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 6.23 1/4 down 6. Soft September wheat is 5.44 1/4 down 5. September corn 3.53 3/4 now 54 up 2 1/4. December 3.64 3/4 up 1 1/4. July 3.93 up 1 1/2. August soybeans $13 up 15 1/4. September 11.19 3/4 up 6. November 10.82 3/4 down 2. January soybeans are trading 10.90 down 3 1/4. August soybean meal 4.02 up 4.50. August soybean oil 35.13 down 31. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis, and he is with MITCO out of Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. I think whatever trade we have today is probably overshadowed to some degree by tomorrow's crop production and WASDE reports that are due out at 11 o'clock. But I will say probably what traders might be looking at tomorrow and going forward, first off, they want to know is if there's any going to be any lowerage of old crop, old corn or soybean crops numbers.
Yeah, I think a lot of moving parts tomorrow, a lot of numbers to watch here, Dave. As we look at those numbers at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, like you said, I don't know if today really means a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. A little short covering in corn, August soybeans continuing to firm up here this morning, continuing not seeing any deliveries on the August contract, so offering some support there. So corn trying to track along here a little bit. But, you know, I think there's a growing thought process that maybe the USDA is not quite as aggressive on their yield, the reductions to the upside as maybe the trade's been trading here the last few days. So we'll see what the USDA says there. But, you know, if they don't increase much at all, I don't know how much the trade's going to buy that story anyway. Dave, so if the report numbers are a little on the friendly side, we might have a tough time really seeing much on the follow-through. You know, as long as the weather continues to cooperate, I think the market's anticipating, you know, some pretty large numbers by the time we all get all said and done here this fall, Dave.
I guess I'm still looking for some sort of demand revisions maybe 25 to 50 million bushels for corn carryout, old crop, maybe 10 to 20 million soybeans, old crop. And then I wonder whether or not the pace of exports and soybeans for the new year might make another demand revision, increasing exports for 14-15.
Yeah, I think, once we get here this, August, September report numbers, that's going to really focus on demand and see if we can chew into some of these high-ending stock expectations. You know, we sold another chunk of beans this morning to China for new crops, so those stories continue to kind of be more commonplace over the last 2 or 3 weeks here, so I think that's a good sign. I still think demand on beans is going to be pretty strong, especially for the first 6 months of the year. I think still some question marks on corn, and it looks like at this point we're just going to have 2 months production to really get ending stocks much lower than that 1.8 number here, at least for the first part of the year, Dave.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You too, Aaron Curtis of Mitco in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. December corn, 364 and three quarters, up 1 1/4. November beans, 1083 and a quarter, down 1 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.